And now it's time for Your Career with Mike Palumbo. If you'd like to talk to Mike about your career situation, call 323-580-5738. Now, here's your host, Mike Palumbo.
Annoying interview questions. You know, some interviews can be very tricky and, quite frankly, very annoying with their interview questions. Now, what's the point? Just when I think I've heard and seen everything when it comes to interviews, and when it comes to interviewers and their crazy tactics, I hear about something else that will drive me crazy. You know, maybe it's just me, but I thought the purpose of an interview is to find out if someone is qualified for the position. Nope, I was wrong. I'm in my outside radio studio today, so if you hear water in the background, it's a little windy today, but I'm actually doing this outside, my outside radio station studio. But in all seriousness, annoying interview questions, you know, whether it's a psychological test, an aptitude test, questions like, so, tell me a funny story, or anything else that companies might spring on you during an interview, the thing you must keep in mind is your qualifications and experience plays a part in the interviewing process, okay? Your qualifications and your experience plays a part, but not as big a part as you may think. Those annoying interview questions are to find out if they like you. That's right. Crazy? Maybe. But it's true. Those annoying interview questions are to find out if they like you. In my business as a professional recruiter, if I have three equally qualified candidates for a position, the company will always hire the candidate that fits in. And most importantly, if someone they like. Oh, you thought high school was over, did you? No. No. It's alive and well in the workplace today, and I know you know that, but today's corporate workplace is basically a professional popularity contest. You know, the people, you know, the people within the workplace, it literally is a professional popularity contest. You know, the people have to have the qualifications to some degree, but those are just thrown in there for good measure. I'm being a little facetious today, but it just drives me crazy when they have these annoying interview questions. If the company really likes the person that applied for the position, that person will have an advantage over you, okay? And if it's you, you'll have an advantage over the other candidates if they like you. All things being equal among candidates, it's the likability and chemistry factor that will make the difference. No kidding. It's high school all over again. So what's the answer? The answer is for you to do your research on every job opportunity that interests you. And I mean research everything. You have to research everything about the company, everything about the people, and most importantly, the company's culture. Okay? Every company's got a different kind of culture. If you need to fit into a company's culture, then you must find out what that company that you're interviewing with culture is like. You want to find companies that match you and your personality. You have to think of your interviews like dating. When you're dating, you'll meet some people that are involved in certain things that make you uncomfortable, and it's just not a good fit for you. Well, it's the same thing with companies. Some companies have certain cultures about them, and they won't be a good fit for you. That's just a fact of life. People are different, and companies are different. You won't like or fit in with every person you date, and you won't like or fit in with every company you interview with. It's a fact. Do your research, find a company that fits your personality so that way when you're interviewing, you will have commonality with the interviewer and the company. This will automatically, listen, this is so key. This will automatically increase your odds of having the likability and the chemistry factors that are so important when you're interviewing, especially when it comes to these annoying interview questions. Welcome to adult high school. I hope this helps all of you out with this issue. Good luck to each and every one of you out there. For more career tips, or if you want to have a one-on-one consultation with me about any issue, go to AskMikePalumbo.com.
Thanks for listening to Your Career with Mike Palumbo, a presentation of the Career Radio Network.